You can almost hear the younger son saying, "It's just not fair. I work my fingers to the bone. I struggle all the time. And when my father dies, my older brother will inherit everything. I want out of here. It's just not fair." You can almost hear the older brother saying, "It's just not fair. I struggle the whole time. I do my duty. I do what I'm called to do. And here my younger brother takes half of everything and leaves. It's just not fair." Isn't that our refrain often? We're always talking about it's not fair. And I would suggest to you, there is no fairness. This gospel is not about fairness. It's about the Father's mercy. We, like both sons, do not deserve what we are given. But the Father's love is so great that he makes us his sons and his daughters. The younger son believes he'll be happy when he finds freedom. He can do whatever he wants. And of course, that path leads to his destruction. The older son is sure that his anger is well placed, and it leads him to separate himself from everyone else. The father, who is loving to both sons, shows us the path that we are to walk. We are to become as loving as the Father is, giving to others not because they deserve it, being loving and kind and forgiving and generous to others because we are loving. That's a real challenge for us, to decide that that's the way we'll choose to live our lives. Not based on merit and what people deserve, because we know if we use that guideline, we receive nothing. We are outside of God's love, his eternal life. But he invites us in, like the Father in the gospel. He goes out to meet us. And then he doesn't demand what we apologize, or we say we're sorry, or we beg for forgiveness. He puts his arms around us and says, "You're back. My son, who is dead, has come to life." And what is it that leads him to life? Love. See, that's the challenge for you and I. Do we believe that love can actually transform our hearts and the hearts of others? Do we understand that it works so much better than the excessiveness of anger or freedom that is separated from love? Constantly, Jesus tries to teach his followers, and they don't always accept it, that what they need to do is become like the Father who created them, whose image they are created in, and become loving every day. Always open to forgiveness, always open to welcoming his sons back. The father goes out to meet the elder son, who has separated himself from the gathering. And the father says to him, "My son, everything I have is yours." What's everything the father has? His love. We think it's possessions. That's not what this is about. He says, "Everything I have, the love that the father gives me, I give to you. The love that God has and gives to us, we are called to give to one another." This is a very human story. We can see ourselves in it. At different times in our lives, we believe total freedom will make us happy. Or we believe that our anger is justified. But this gospel calls us back to a deeper truth, that God gives us his great gifts because of his love for us, not because we have it coming, not because it's fair, but because he loves us. May we learn to love one another this coming week, each day, in the same way as the Father in the gospel loves his sons. Never excluding them, always open to their coming back and being a part of his celebration, his eternal life. My brothers and sisters, this gift is given to us as we celebrate this liturgy today. We pray and sing and have communion with the God who calls us to gratefulness for such a great gift that he gives to us and asks us to give this gift to each other during the coming days.